It's a tough problem. That's the easiest way to sum up what people were saying about the state's budget dilemma. Several people said if the state does need to find more money, it's not going to come from one source, but possibly a mix of taxes, additional budget cuts, and other new revenue sources like casino gambling. That was Brian Busing's take when I met him walking along South Congress, but he does have a preferred solution.
I would hope that there would be areas to cut, but as we know, when you're cutting different programs, there's always going to be advocates who are going to have problems with it. But I would be most in favor of looking for ways to cut rather than doing things like gambling or raising taxes.
Robert Ferris takes a different approach. He says the state has cut enough, which leaves an unpopular, but according to him, necessary answer.
I really feel like we've been on such a dangerous slide the last decade in terms of the amount of services that we provide, that I really believe that the best way we can serve the most Texans is by raising taxes. I know that's heretical, but I really believe it.
I don't know. I mean, I know that the raising the taxes really stinks for everybody, but I think, you know, sometimes you just have to do that.
Karen Paul was visiting Austin from Fort Worth. She also thinks the state has cut just about all it can and leans toward raising revenues one way or another. So does that mean she'd vote for casino gambling to help raise those revenues?
I don't know if that's a great solution. I think people get into trouble doing that too. I'm not saying that I'm totally opposed to it either. If that's, you know, if that's what everybody thinks is going to solve the problem, it doesn't mean I have to go do it.
Last week's order for agencies to cut 10% could save lawmakers about $6 billion on the next budget, but that still leaves an estimated $12 billion left to cut or raise or something. Lawmakers will continue to work on the math problem over the 7 months leading up to next January's legislative session. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.